News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Prime Minister Theresa May is someone we have spoken an awful lot about on this show, and we will continue to do so, I'm sure, over the next few weeks, which means I'm very excited about our next guest. Joey Jones, people will know the name well. He was Deputy News Editor at Sky News for some years. He's now with the Cicero Group, and he's a former spokesperson for Prime Minister May. Joey, you're very welcome here to News Talk Breakfast. We spoke to Sam Coates from The Times a little bit earlier in the show today, and I suppose he made the point, look, after yesterday's defeat for the Prime Minister, we're still not entirely clear exactly where things are going. Can you make sense of where we're at?
I think we can make sense of what she wants to happen, but what last night and yet another defeat in the House of Commons demonstrated is that what she wants is not necessarily what's going to happen. I mean, it's fairly extraordinary when government defeats are getting so commonplace that she didn't even turn up to the House of Commons to actually see the results coming in. It's just a sort of shrug of the shoulders and on we go. But I think that yet another and quite a resounding defeat, again, with lots of Conservative MPs not feeling able to bind themselves to the Prime Minister, demonstrates two things. It demonstrates, as I say, that lack of control and that mistakes are being made, needless mistakes, because this was a self-inflicted wound from Downing Street's point of view, which has got to be a worry. So failure of judgment, but also a lack of trust. Between Downing Street and those MPs that she needs most to bring on board.
You say we know what she wants. She wants a deal. She wants to leave with a deal, not crash out in 42 days, I think we're down to now on the countdown. How does she go about it? Because there's a few different schools of thought. There's one that, look, she's just kind of playing for time now and then ask for the extension. There's another that, you know, you bring everyone to the cliff edge and those within her own party will blink. And there's others who says, look, she knows she's getting kicked around at the moment, but that actually frees her hand a little bit to reach over across to Jeremy Corbyn and the Labour Party.
Well, that uncertainty is actually one of the few cards. She doesn't have many, but that is actually one of the cards that in a way she is able to play. The fact that nobody is quite sure injects a real note of jeopardy into the situation. I think that nobody knows, genuinely nobody, and perhaps not even Theresa May herself, the March 29th date is something that she feels bound to deliver to the British people, that they said that they would come out then. And she wants to make sure that that does happen.
How much is Theresa May concentrating on the 30th of March as opposed to the 16th of February? You know, how much is this just a day-to-day thing for her?
Well, there is a process ongoing. I don't really know whether that process of negotiation between the UK government and the Brussels negotiators is making much headway. But they will head down towards a summit towards the end of March, EU Council, and there'll be the usual brinkmanship, and she'll probably come back with something. Whether or not it's enough to actually win over the doubters is, I think, still quite doubtful, to be honest. But that's the plan. I mean, she's upfront about that. We know that that's what they're trying to do. She's trying to negotiate some sort of additional legal safeguard around the backstop on the basis that that's the thing that her MPs object to most strongly. I still think that that's going to be very, very difficult to deliver realistically.
If she doesn't get consensus on whatever little adjustments that she manages to wrangle out of Brussels, what's the likely outcome? There's some interpretation that the vote yesterday, that defeat, maybe makes that crashing out slightly more likely. After that heavy defeat a few weeks ago, there was a sense, well, heavy defeat and all aside, it looks like maybe a hard Brexit off the table.
Well, it makes the route to her preferred objective harder because it shows that there is that lack of trust, which she needs to begin to foster. There's another big bump in the road towards the end of this month, towards the end of February. That's when some of her own cabinet colleagues have said that, look, if we can't see evidence that you're heading in the right direction, this is Remain leaving cabinet colleagues, then we will be willing to actually resign and to vote for the Letwin Cooper amendment that would allow Parliament to seize controls of the leavers from the Prime Minister. Now, I don't know. I wait to see cabinet ministers resigning. They don't like doing it. And to see a bunch of them resigning would obviously be a huge blow to her authority. But they need to not just resign, but take that next step of voting for an amendment that would allow Parliament, it's fairly unprecedented, but it would give Parliament the capability, if it goes through the House of Lords as well, to get that no deal, to make that the fact that Parliament can't countenance no deal, put that up in lights, if you like.
There will be those looking from the outside who maybe not intimately aware with British politics, and they'll look at just the raw numbers. They'll realise that there's a majority there. There's not a majority for leaving without a deal. There's a majority for leaving with the deal. Why doesn't she just reach beyond her own party now and get it done? Is that a fair criticism of Theresa May? Some people say, look, she's putting essentially the Tory party before the British people, state.
It is a fair criticism to say that she could have reached out to Labour a lot earlier. At the moment, there is a process ongoing. Again, she's talking to Labour MPs and all comers, really. And trying to see whether or not there are things, sweeteners, that she can offer. But she could have done that a lot earlier. But it's just not really in her DNA. She hates dealing outside her own party. I've had limited experience when I was in the Home Office of a bill on a very different issue, which was about surveillance of electronic communications, where she did have to work with Labour, with the SNP, with civil rights groups. And she managed to get that, it was called the IP Bill, through in the end. Was quite a tortuous and choreographed process, but she really did hate every second of it.
How much toll will this be taking on her as a person? You know her as a person. That's one of the things that people, I suppose, compliment her for. And if they see a picture of her, usually every Monday there's a picture of her, it seems to be leaving her local church, and people say, God, fair play to Theresa May for battling on with this. You know her. How heavy a burden is this?
Well, she does have enormous resources of stamina. She's a very dogged, earnest, serious, dutiful politician. And she'll keep grinding away for as long as it takes. I can't see that she will let up. At some point, when that deal is either over the line or not, then I can't imagine what that might feel like. This sort of heave a deep sigh and the whole thing might crowd in on her. But at the moment, I think it's basically tunnel vision. It's like day to day, hour to hour, minute to minute. You've got an objective, just keep going and hope that it comes out right on the night.
All right, we'll leave it there. Joey Jones from the Cicero Group, as I said, former spokesperson for Prime Minister Theresa May. People will know him very well from Sky News, spent many years there as deputy political editor. Joey, thanks a million for speaking to us.